In the basement of an old building, Robin Stites is preparing ballot counting machines for a group of trainees.
Again, opening, verifying, taking out, flattening. It's a bulk of the time is just spent doing that before you actually even get to the processing part of the day.
Over the whir of machines, the Lansing election supervisor says she's concerned about how long it's going to take.
When the results aren't in and it's held up by Michigan and we're Iowa in the news, like, I want to be like, we tried.
After Michigan voters approved no-reason absentee voting in 2018, there's been a 70% increase in absentee ballot requests ahead of the presidential primary. That increase has local clerks worried. Right now, they can't open or count ballots until Election Day. That means hours of opening envelopes, taking ballots out of secrecy sleeves, and then flattening them before running them through a counting machine. Barb Byram is the Ingham County clerk. She says there will almost certainly be delays if the law doesn't change.
What we will likely see is clerks not being able to report unofficial results at the close of polls, or even hours after the polls close, or perhaps a day after the polls close. And what that does is it impacts voter confidence.
After the results meltdown in Iowa, officials in other states like Arizona, California, and Pennsylvania are preparing the media and public for the possibility of delayed results because of new voting laws or equipment. In Michigan, Byram says there's an easy fix to all of this. At least 28 other states allow some kind of processing or preparing of absentee ballots before Election Day. Former Republican Secretary of State and current state Senator Ruth Johnson proposed a change in the law to allow clerks to start opening the outside envelope of ballots the day before the election and allowing election officials to work in shifts.
You can't make people work 40 hours straight and expect them to come back.
The bills passed unanimously out of committee, but when they were brought to the floor, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey declared them dead on arrival.
We got to give our clerks more credit. You know, they understand what they're up against, and so let's see what kind of solutions and creativities they come up with.
One of the clerks feeling the pressure is Chris Swope in Lansing. He expects there could be 25,000 absentee ballots in his city this November.
I've talked to clerks that say they want to retire before November because they know they're being put in an impossible situation.
Some people are okay with the forecasted delays, as long as results are accurate. Mark Grubner is a longtime Michigan political consultant. He says he's expecting delays, but he's not as worried about the timing of the results.
If the election results are close, it could very well be Thursday before we know. That's just the way it is. Everybody should just get used to that.
But the state's senior-most election official has warned, with all eyes on Michigan this November, media and candidates will be putting pressure on local clerks to have results sooner rather than later. Yet Grebner is more concerned about another voting issue.
Partial processing of absentee votes would help that as far as tallying votes. But they will not help, for example, if at 8 o'clock on Election Day, there are still 1,000 people standing in line at City Hall in East Lansing who have not yet registered to vote.
Michigan also voted to pass same-day registration in 2018, meaning there could be a lot more people trying to vote on Election Day, especially in college towns and big cities. With possible record turnout and new voting laws, there will be results for Michigan, but they may not be on time. In East Lansing, I'm Abigail Zensky.